Along with this blog, I started writing a Dear Ida column in the Moose Megantic Gazette a while back. I know, wicked fun. I thought I'd share this letter with you because it's a classic. It's already been in the paper, but in case you missed it, here it is.
Dear Ida, my wife don't think I'm sexy no more. What do I do? Concerned in callous.
Here's what I said. Dear Concerned, who do I look like, Dr. Ruth? I'm short, but I'm not that short. You want to know how to get your sexy back? Well, let's see. A man vacuuming, that's sexy. Am I right, ladies? A man snoring away in his back a lounger? Not so much. For us gals, time, attention, and affection are key. You want to get your sexy back? Kiss your wife hello and goodbye for a week. Give it a try. I dare you. While you're at it, thank her for doing things she does every day, like the dishes or cleaning the bathroom. Don't make a big deal about it. Just do it. Watch what happens. Gals, listen, this goes for you too. It don't take much to thank him for mowing the lawn, painting the trim. And this is a big one. If she spent time making a meal or getting dressed up, say something. Compliment her, even if you feel she missed the mark. You're rewarding effort, not outcome. And if your wife hugs you, never, ever break the hug first. She's hugging you for a reason. You don't have to know what that reason is, and you probably don't want to know, but just hang in there those extra few seconds. Believe me, it's more important than getting down to the transfer station or whatever. Or how about this? Ask her out on a date, and going together to get a moose lottery ticket don't count. Heck, you knew how to do this when you were first starting out, right? So it can't be that hard. And remember, your date has to involve at least one thing she actually likes doing. Love, Ida. Well, that should keep him busy for a while. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.